We're still in the halachas of Birkas HaShachar. Up until now, we've been discussing Birkas HaTorah. We're in Simen Mem Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll be doing Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Hamashkim Kodim Or Hayom Lilmod. Someone gets up before daybreak to learn. Mavarech Birkas HaTorah. The halachas, he says, Birkas HaTorah. We said, if you sleep by night and then you get up, even though it's still night, the Shena is Mechayev, a new Birkas HaTorah. Ve'ein sarach lachzor levarach kishiyelach lebeis haknesses. Says the Mechaber, you do not have to say Birkas HaTorah later by day when you go to shul. In other words, Birkas HaTorah that is said at night certainly covers the next day all the way into the next night until one goes to sleep. Now, what happens if someone will then sleep by day? So he slept at night, got up in the middle of the night, said Birkas HaTorah at night, and now went to sleep by day. Says the Mishnah Brura, the Ikar Adin is that you're covered by the Birkas HaTorah that you said at night, and you wouldn't have to say it again. Except that, remember, the Mishnah Brura anyway holds that whenever you have a Shenas Keva by Yom, Hamavarach Lo Hifsid, so you wouldn't lose out by making a bracha. Certainly, in a case like this, where you said Birkas HaTorah only at night, and you slept by day, the Mishnah Brura certainly says that the halacha would be lo hifsid if you feel like saying Birkas HaTorah when you get up. Now the Mechaber goes back to the other brachas. Hamashkim kodim or hayom. What happens if someone gets up before daybreak? Mavarach kol seder habrachas. He's allowed to say all of the Birkos HaShachar. Chutz mi Birkas hanosein lasech vivina. Other than the bracha of Hanosin Masech Vivina, the Mishnah Brura says that if he heard a rooster crowing, then even though it was before daybreak, he could say Hanosin Masech Vivina. Uparshas HaTamid. The Tamid should not be said by night. It should not be said until daybreak, because the Karbonis were brought by day. So that you're supposed to wait for daytime to say it. Sheyamtin Milooma Ad Sheyor Hayom. That he should really be waiting to say it until daybreak. So, according to the Mechaber, you can say any of the Birkas HaShachar, and all of the Birkas HaShachar, even though it is before daybreak. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Brura mentions this is only if it was after Chatzos. We do not say the Birkas HaShachar for the next day if it is before Chatzos. Now, second of all, what happens if you get up after Chatzos, and you're going to be up for a little while, and then you're going to go back to sleep again? Says the Mishnah Brura that really you can say the Birkas HaShachar already then, even though you know you're going back to sleep. But the bracha of Elokai Neshama, he says that you should say without a chasima, without the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, as well as the bracha of Hamavir Shena, the Mishnah Brura says that you should say without Shemo Malchus. When you get up the second time, for the morning, then you should once again say Elokai Neshama, but this time with the Shema Malchus, with the Chasima, and you should say Hamavir Shena with the Shema Malchus the second time. Once again, if it was before daybreak, you should not be saying Hanos Masech Vivina unless you actually heard the rooster crow. As far as the Tamid goes, the Mishnah Brura says that the same thing goes for all of the Karbanis. You should wait until Alos HaShachar, and even the Mishnayis of Ezel Makomon, even that should be said only in daybreak, after daybreak, because that too is dealing with Karbanis. Further, the Mechaber says, the Ramah says, L'chatchila yitol yodav kodem shivarach lilmod. Preferably you should wash your hands before you start learning. If you do not have water, if water is not accessible, then you can nevertheless learn and say brachas. The Mishnah Brura already went through this in Hilchos and Tilos Yudayim, and he says, but you must cleanse your hands. You have to wipe them on something that will clean them because they're unclean. Sif Yudalit. Nashim Mavarchos Birkas HaTorah. The Mechaber says that women say Birkas HaTorah. He doesn't explain. In the Beis Yosef, he explains why. He says that, first of all, women are mechuyev to learn the Torah of their halachas. In other words, even though a woman doesn't have the mitzvah of Vishinantam, she does have the mitzvah of knowing what to do. Second of all, he says, women have a chiyuv of saying the parshios of the Karbanis. Here, the Mishnah Brura is paskening that women have a chiv of saying the parshiyos of the karbonis. Since they have a chiv of saying the parshiyos of the karbonis, they would have to say Birkas HaTorah, because they're parshiyos, they're from the Torah. So according to the Beis Yosef, women are chayiv in Birkas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Beis Yosef then, a woman can even be motzi a man, since she is mechuyiv to make this bracha. The Gra, the Mishnah Berurah brings, disagrees. The Gra is of the opinion that women are not chayiv in Talmud Torah at all. When they say Birkas HaTorah, it's the same way women are, according to the Minhag Ashkenaz, women are allowed to fulfill mitzvahs aseh shazman grama that they are potter from. They are allowed to fulfill them, and when they do fulfill them, it's the real thing, and they even say a bracha on it. So according to the Gra, since a woman is allowed to learn, she can also say the Birkas HaTorah. But according to that, she's volunteering it, meaning she's doing a mitzvah that she's not chayiv in, saying a bracha over it, which she is not chayiv in which case she could not be motzi a man. So we have a machlokas here. Even though the Mechaber paskins that women say Birkas HaTorah, we have a machlokas whether or not she could be motzi a man with Birkas HaTorah.